just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
Do not attempt to adjust your dial. You are about to embark on a journey with four extraordinary men.
JX, yeah, he's in your face to the extreme!
Looked him dead in his face and said, "We never landed on the moon."
Jeff Murphy, with his power of legendary Jeff shit.
Where Jeff makes himself an asshole, and people are like, "Oh, that's legendary."
And everyone loves him.
Dude, legendary!
Jay Skeezy, with his power of rapier wit.
This guy looks me dead in the face and says, "We never landed on the moon?" I said, "Where do you think we are right now?" The moon.
And Jim Scampoli, with his power of passive-aggressive ponage.
We are the Eric Clapton of podcasts. That was said by Mick Jagger himself, said that we were the Eric Clapton of podcasts, which by definition makes us better than Billy Joel.
Get out, scream!
Hey,
Years combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become
Jim and Jeff.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're gonna be me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
Tell the truth.
Corey Feldman here.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
Hard.
Hell yeah!
Ah! Oh my gosh!
What it do, everyone? Welcome, my friends. This is Jim and Them. You are tuned in right now, live, twitch.tv/Jim and Them, kick.com/Jim and Them, and of course, the Jim and Them YouTube.
Ooh, I just want to say at the top of the show, somebody sucked that baby's dick. My man Kubo was onto something, huh?
Somebody sucked that baby's dick. Yeah, it's been a long day without you, my friend. There was no show last week.
Yeah.
But your boys are back in town, and we're ready to rock and roll. As April showers give way to May flowers, Ooh. We're on the cusp of summer, baby.
For those not in the Vegas, no, it's raining.
Yeah.
It's currently on and off. Yeah. My boy brought the storm with him. He had a cheeseburger paradise, came back.
Yes,
he's
that's
like,
true.
Let it rain, let the rain fall down.
In case you missed the recent announcements, the Jim and Them Streamathon, we're on the cusp of a Jim and Them Streamathon. A couple weeks, 1, 2, 3 weeks. 3 weeks from today, hopefully. We're looking at May 17th. Although, for us to hit those 30 hours, we do need, it is a stream-a-thon.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to, anything you could give to,
we'll
to help us get towards our
literally
goal.
Literally 3 hours in, we're done.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We don't even last the whole show.
That's where we're concerned. Like... We're looking to go 30 yeah. hours. Well...
We're going to see who's the best at chess.
We're looking to go 30 hours, but like 3 of those hours are free either way because those are the regular show hours. Regular yeah. show hours don't count
yeah.
on the Streamathon, so that's our regular.
Yeah, I'll give you 5 even because we do the pre-show kind of too.
Yeah, last but we time. Don't do that live though.
I thought we did that live last time. We started at 5 and just
no, but going. That was still part of this. That's still part of the Streamathon. That still counts.
No,
like,
but I'm saying I'll give them 5.
I'm not giving it. No, you're getting three. You're confusing people. Shut the fuck up. Okay. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay. No, but yes, we'll do. There's not a pre-show. We start at 5.
Okay. All right. So the podcast starts early.
Yeah, basically. Well,
I misunderstood.
No, it's just the stream-a-thon starts at 5, leads into the show at 7.
Get
show
there
goes
at 9.
For 3 hours.
I understand now.
Yeah,
get there at 9. Be like, yeah, where's the show? Leave.
You're goofing it up. So yeah. Yes,
go to 5. 5 is when the show starts.
We're trying. We're right 27 hours. Oh, like that movie.
Oh, 127 hours. We should do 127 hours. Get stuck in a rock.
27 hours are on the clock. 3 hours are off the clock. Yeah. But yeah, so that's the thing. Because the thing is, we could just be like, yeah, the show's done. We're like, well, I guess no one really was interested
no
in that.
Here.
We just stop.
Where's Kungpar? I guess we'll leave.
But help us try to hit our goal. If you go to jimandthem.com, there's a link at the top. If you want to throw a couple shekels our way towards the stream-a-thon. There's plenty of time, though, but if you want to get in early,
yeah,
you absolutely can.
Email us bits. Things,
yeah,
someone's saying in the chat. We got real ones in the chat.
Yeah, you
there.
Could send some gifts, some bits.
Send gifts.
Twitch and gifts as well.
Food. Send us food.
And also, I mean, yeah, or if you want to, because the thing is, it is going to be a Jim and Them celebration. It's also, we're going to be 17.
Yeah.
Oh, 17 on the 17th? Holy shit.
Oh,
this is
shit.
Angel numbers, bro.
Yeah, we should kill ourselves. We go straight to heaven. I think that's how it works.
Hop on an asteroid, and everyone watching at home will all do it at the same time.
Yeah, the stream ends with us all looking in the corner like Blair Witch, and then just cuts to black.
But we do have some things planned, so if you do want to take part, yeah, go ahead, jimandthem.com. There's a link towards the top to throw in towards the stream-a-thon, or you could send bits, whatever the fuck.
I think we already told them we're not going to do this, but we're definitely strapping Mike into some VR horror, right?
I mean, I think that would be a great idea. I think he was trying to be all like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'll get in the VR whore, then he'll get in the VR whore. We'll start messing with him while he's in the VR whore.
Yeah, we do. We have VR. We can get him into the VR horror for sure.
We should just be doing this whole show on the, do you have the iPhone one or whatever?
Vision Pro.
Vision
the Vision Pro.
Pro. Yeah, do you have that?
No. It's like $3,500, some bullshit like
Vision
that.
Vision Pro, the Streamathon the whole time. If you have a Vision Pro, send us one for the Streamathon.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll send it back.
I haven't seen this in real life, but I've seen it on social media. There are people like, would you be weirded out if you're on the plane and all of a sudden this guy just took out his Vision Pro and just started pinching and doing all this shit during the flight.
I mean, weirded out or just like, that's gay.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't be weirded out. Yeah,
that's like, I think that's what stopped everyone on there. Yeah. Until enough people at one time, they have to make those shits like 125. And then we'll all have fucking Iron Man suits on or whatever.
Because I have a Quest 3, and I didn't even think to bring it on the plane when I was traveling, but I probably should have, although
weird.
I probably would have brought it with me. But
fall
then,
out of your chair.
I would have brought it with me, but then it was in my bag. I'd be like, oh no, everyone's going to think I'm gay, and I wouldn't take it out.
You just shove it in the carry-on, it's all crunch. Yeah. No, I mean, if you want a game, it's still not better to VR game, right? Like, wouldn't you rather just play like a Switch or something?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've played a few. I mean, I was playing mostly like horror games, though. Those are dope.
Yeah, so you're just on the plane like,
Yeah. I was playing some of the, augmented reality stuff. That shit's cool, where it's like,
you walk around your house and shit?
Yeah, or there's like a shooter where like the wall, your walls will start breaking away and there's like a outer space planet outside and these like little like almost tribble looking things start jumping in. You have to like shoot them out of your house and stuff.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool because your ceiling opens up, things come down.
You still see your house that you're walking around.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like it maps your shit or whatever.
Okay.
But I don't get sick. Like I don't get motion sickness or anything like that. I just kind of get sick of wearing it. I'm like, I don't want to wear this anymore.
DB Deathlord said, my 6-year-old girl just shit her pants tonight on VR horror. She threw her underwear away. Yeah,
yeah,
you get Mike to do that.
Yeah, we're going to get Mike to shit his pants during the middle of the streamathon.
Yeah.
I'm thinking getting a Ouija board because we tried to do the DMX last time and I don't know, it's staring us right in the face. We could try to talk to Boopak.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah.
We could try to reach out to Bupac Shakur himself.
That's the thing that brings Eldritch demons into our lives. It's trying to reach out to Bupac. We get, like, the King of Flies or something comes through. We're like, fuck, we got the King of Flies.
Stax, if Mike isn't in studio next week, he's going in my suicide note. You're right. I mean, Mike does not give a shit about you, the listener.
He's here right now.
As you've
he's
known.
He's downstairs playing video playing VR or games. Shit in his pants.
As you may have noticed, Mike has not been here for quite a while. He doesn't give a fuck about you, the listener.
And he exposed himself Anthony Weiner style on the last one when his brother came home while he was house-sitting. And he had to leave early because his brother came home. Yeah, right. He probably jumped out the window.
Jams, how much is it per hour? I think we're looking, our goal right now is 75 an hour. That's what we're looking at. That's basically 25 ahead. That's above, that's what we're looking for minimum wage.
Ahead. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, the best part, the funnest part of the streamathon, if you're an international listener, you could be on the show for hours.
Of course.
Yeah. You will be waking up and you'll see us rocking back and forth in our chairs.
Well, even not even barbecue. That. Well, I mean, mostly international, but I even realized when I was traveling last week, I was like, fuck, we start at 10:30 when you're on the East. It never really registered with me how late the show starts if you're on the East Coast. We're really fucking everyone else.
Oh, yeah. We just sometimes just go later and later.
Yeah, because we'll end at 11 our time. And yeah, it's 2 a.m. if you're on the East Coast.
We're like a bunch of fake ones on the East Coast. But people used to hang out. Used to be real. Stay up.
Yeah, stay up. Mike.
Do coke, do Adderall, do whatever.
Mike was doing the fake house sitting with his brother hiding in his house.
Yeah. I forgot about that till just now. His brother came home and he had to my laptop broke.
But he also, this week he's over at the Level Up Expo. That's right. The enemies of the show, the Level Up Expo.
Yeah.
What's up, IMO in the YouTube chat, Jams in the Kick chat. Oh, some of the real ones, Stacks in the Twitch chat, DB Deathlord,
yeah,
Zenpai, the realest of the real. They're hanging out in the chat room.
We will be
Sonic
in Twitch,
the YouTube chat.
This will be officially for the real ones in the Kick.
Heads
you were
up.
There when we were at our lowest moment. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. For the Streamathon specifically, we'll just be on Twitch just so we could try to consolidate everyone into one chat. Yeah. Be a little bit easier. But anyways... That's all kind of heads up, early warning here. Streamathon on the horizon. We're kicking off Jim and Them's anniversary. We're kicking off summer. We're welcoming an extreme summer for everyone out there. Kiss my ass spring.
Kiss my summer. Ass spring. Well, kiss my ass spring was great. I think that's what we were calling it. Now it's once again, white boy summer. I think coming right for the fourth year in a row, it's white boy summer.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Was white boy summer 2020? Did he cause COVID? Or was it in a midst
when
COVID?
When was,
it would have been in the middle.
Was it Chet Hanks that brought up white boy summer?
Yeah. White boy summer. Yeah. You just find when the song was and that'll tell you. Because they would have been after, I guess, because it was summer, but maybe it was March 15th.
It's a banger song, though.
Years.
2021.
When
it was
we needed
the year
it
after,
most.
Yeah.
Yeah, let it play. Whatever.
This is a banger joint, though.
Yeah. Great interview. Anytime I've seen him on anything.
Fuck it. Turn it up. The beat.
He's very funny.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit. Yeah. White boy summer.
Spray it on her ass. This is better than Kendrick.
You want to listen to Kendrick? Or this? Yeah. We could probably get Chet Hanks on the Streamathon.
Maybe. Yo, just heard you been doing 17 years.
Boy, it's a white boy summer. Boy, white dandada. Rude boy, it's a white boy summer.
I still
have beef with Drake.
I still haven't watched it, but I always think about watching it. I never do. Because apparently Chet Hanks owned Eric Andre, right?
Yeah, he was on Eric Andre and just rode a motocross bike around.
He out Eric Andre'd Eric Andre on his own show. That's pretty impressive in my opinion.
Yeah, and he had that great one when they had, remember Zendaiwe or whatever, it had that gotcha show. It was some black lady.
Zendaya or?
It was just some Z-Way or something.
Oh,
and it was a gotcha show.
I did
and she's
see
like,
some of that as
do
well.
Do you feel bad about using Patois? And he's no, I'm the Joker. Yeah. And he just had a great Adam Friedland. interview. He's next up on the Streamathon. I'm guaranteeing Chet Hanks.
But yeah, Mike said level up, but he also, I think he's still dodging that lawsuit. I mean, he hasn't been on the show.
Oh, good point.
Since that voicemail, I don't think.
Good point.
I think he's been dodging these legal troubles that he could have.
Oh, yeah, voicemail, too, if you want to call
well,
in.
Well, actually, we do have some voicemails. I do want to re-listen to that. Maybe we have to call her back.
Oh, true.
Although, did I already lose it? Oh, hold on. I did save it. I don't think it's in Skype anymore, but I did save
it. It's in the archives. The dumb bitch archives.
Yeah, we still haven't heard any follow-up on this yet. It's been a few weeks now.
Well, they can't serve Mike if he's skipping around the country. He's like, catch me if you can.
I'm trying to reach Mike Steele.
I have his baby.
Information from YouTube that YouTube. You are currently the one that is streaming the Mindtrip doc. Corey Feldman.
Number one hit on Corey Feldman on YouTube. Thank you very much.
And you countered. I'm fixing to strike it again.
I'm or fixing
to file a lawsuit if it's not removed.
I'm fixing to strike it.
I need Mike Steele to give me a call back. We're actually trying to get the correct address to serve you.
I mean, maybe during the streamathon we'll be able to call her because it'll be in the we can call in the daytime as well.
Oh, true.
And if possible, if you can remove that video,
she might be from California.
You're not allowed to stream it. It's copyright.
Southern California.
Of Corey,
huh?
And I'm giving you a call. You can call me, or you can.
Trying to serve you.
Let me know the correct information so we can serve you. Call me back at 662.
Well.
927.
I'll keep some of the. I'll save the numbers for now.
Mike, I would appreciate a return call.
I love, like, is that that's the whole point of being served is that you don't know it's coming, right?
Yeah, you dress up and
so
stuff.
It's like, but it's like
Pineapple Express is to be, I believe.
Yeah, but it's so funny to call someone and be like, oh, yeah, we just need to verify your info so we can serve
I'm
you,
thinking
please.
About striking your YouTube. I'm fixing to.
This has been going on. I struck your video in 2020, and you're still streaming it. YouTube allowed it. I don't care if
you
have a commentary. You are streaming the entire film. So
I like the idea if it is a law firm. It's like, just check it up on that strike we did 4 years ago, and it seems that it didn't work.
Yeah, what's going on with that strike that happened?
So we're fixing to click a button real quick here and see.
We are going to serve you. So I need a call back. Or I'm just going to have someone.
Yes. This is a server industries. We're calling you to get your address so we can serve you.
Yeah.
Jim, what's your address so we can serve you?
So either call us back and give us your address or there's nothing we can do.
Or I guess, I'm fucked. You're fucked, buddy. This is a public phone. You leave me alone.
She's
yelling at somebody behind her
in the kick chat. She sounds like if Sarah's hubby Sarah was a real girl. I could see that.
Oh, yeah, she came to life. Geppetto'd her ass.
So yeah, we did get some other voicemails. Let me see. What do we have here?
Hey, I'm just a fighter for the resistance, and I got sent back through time, and I saw through like half a dump truck, and I'm naked. I'm just wondering, what year is it?
Oh, what year?
Shit. Got your ass. That
yeah,
sounded
get
like
my ass.
It sounded like a T-4000.
20!
It is the year 20 Boopak.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Like Boopak is skiz nasty.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Stop, Boopak. Get to the chopper. We will take this year to remember Boopak Shakur, a great man who is always blowing ounced of piff and constantly smoking highest kites using Rellos. He will be back.
Boopak Shakur!
My back shots sound like bongos.
I completely forgot that song.
It's been quite a journey. And we got another one here.
Hello. Have I reached the law offices of N-Man and Boopak? I was looking to get the litigation of Barry Kornstein Esquire regarding some litigation that has to do with a couple of sexual assaults. Just a classic case of he said, she said. Anyways, bunch of bull hooky, if you ask me. Call me back.
That's true. That is a classic. He said, she said.
Oh, yeah. Did we even talk about the Patreon?
Oh, no. Patreon.com/Jim and them.
That's a Gate Time exclusive call on there. The Barry, apparently Barry is suing for multiple sexual assaults, right?
Wait, who is?
Isn't Barry, isn't that one of the guys? He said someone's suing for multiple sexual assaults.
Wait, which guy?
Isn't Barry his friend? Who's his friend?
Whose friend?
Inman's friend. What's the name of his friend?
Oh, Ethan?
Who got sexually assaulted then? I thought he said Barry got sexually assaulted. I'm thinking Ethan is Barry.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't know where you're going with this. I don't know. No, because, yeah, Ethan's his friend. Ethan's just a cool kid.
He wouldn't fuck him?
Who?
He wouldn't fuck Ethan?
I wouldn't.
Inman.
I don't think Inman would either. Okay. Inman's been too busy for game time. He's going to the gym now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, he's always like, I'm at the gym doing my workout.
Okay. He's just doing that, like, the pussy workout that, like, use your thighs.
I think he's just afraid of ghosts that are at his house. That's why he's always looking for excuses not to be at home.
Yeah.
That's just my
the gym,
theory, though.
Plugged into the wall using the Wi-Fi.
Okay. But, yeah, before we get into anything, then, well, the first thing to get into, actually, is I only saw, like, a piece of this while I was away.
Yeah.
This person, this weird, like, troll person that went after Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Crackhead Barney.
That's the name of the character, right? Is like a black lady?
It looks like, what was that first YouTube, like Mr. Pregnant or whatever? It looks like a fucking...
I don't know Mr. Pregnant.
The guy, it was like a black guy.
Is that the
guy
person
that
did The Art of Dance?
No. Yeah, Mr. Pregnant presents The Art of Dance. I don't know. It was some guy that had like fake teeth in and he was a black guy. Yeah, I hadn't seen her. I saw this video, then I saw her after. So it's even funnier
Pierce
to
Morgan
know
thing.
That, yeah, it's a for people not familiar with Crackhead Barney, it's like a lady in like a tank top and like fake ashy face and like a giant wig, and she like looks like a crackhead.
Well, it's weird because it's comforting in a way. It's not like this type of thing went away, but I feel like it went towards... This feels more old school to me because the current way of just getting clout is more so being being really annoying in public. Well, I mean, this is being this annoying is in public. Don't get me wrong, but more like being like actively malicious to regular people.
Random people. Yeah, they're not attacking celebs.
Celebrities,
which is, I do respect that this is attacking a celeb.
Yes.
I respect it less when I found out it was a black lady.
Can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time?
That's pretty funny, though.
No jail time, Alec? No jail time,
I'm
Alec.
I'm on the phone.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear.
It's a funny guy to do
just
it, too, because he's like the guy
time.
That will punch you.
he did that, or he broke someone's camera or something, right?
Yeah,
or
he's had
a few
her.
Things like that.
Yeah. One time. One time.
He called that one reporter a faggot.
One time, Alex.
When he had a show, remember?
Yeah, didn't he try to say he called him a fat
like a
head?
Fat
though?
Head idiot or something.
But he really called him, he called him an F slur.
He was in like two, like the second week of his Fox News show or something.
Wasn't he also the one that called his daughter like a fat pig or something like that?
Yeah, he called her a bitch or, Haley Baldwin, the one that's like married to Justin
to
Bieber.
Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that voicemail that leaked where he was calling her a pig.
Yeah.
One time.
Well, it's fun, like
there's steam coming out of his nose.
On one hand, it's like, oh, it sucks. Leave this guy alone. But on the other hand, like, fuck him. Yeah. And also, the other side of it here is like, I thought he was just going to leave because just leave. But he's thinking like, you get out of here. He's trying to kick the person out.
Now you must go.
It's like, no, at that point, dude, just cut your losses. I would just leave.
And now, crackhead Barney, I bid you adieu.
One time. One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a fucking criminal. Come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please. And I'll leave you alone.
It is funny about Free like Palestine. Living in New York that you have to walk to stuff. Like even yeah, when you're Alec yeah. Baldwin, you have to like, I'm going to get coffee and a pastry. I'm having the worst year of my life. Certainly crackhead Barney won't be at the French
Certainly,
pastry.
Yeah. It should be fine to just go to the bistro.
Alec Power! The Alec Power!
Fuck is
okay, Zen. All right, if this is his cafe, all right, that makes more sense to me. Okay, fair enough. If he owns this cafe,
shooter.
Now I understand why he's telling her to leave and telling them to call the police then.
One time, please.
He came in there to steal the tips.
Free Palestine. Fuck Israel. Fuck
Zionism.
It is
a weird angle to take with him.
Please
is he a pro-Israel guy?
One time.
I guess they just assume that all Hollywood people are, right? Although most the Hollywood people, well, maybe older Hollywood people. Because I was going to say, a lot of young Hollywood people now are all about Free Palestine.
Well.
Ah, that's a good call. That's a nice fucking Do me way one to quick juke favor. Him out.
Jab to the gut.
So then Piers Morgan brings this person on.
I like anytime Piers Morgan brings a retard on.
Yes.
Remember the guy that ran into people's houses or whatever?
Yes.
He's like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah, what was that? I forget that guy's name.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is an element where I do like, on one hand, I'm like, I like that Piers Morgan has to deal with this person.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I'm like, oh, wait, maybe Piers Morgan's just in on it. Because if anything, this is just good viral clips yeah. for him either yeah. way.
Like, the problem is her bit isn't that good.
Yes. The problem is it's someone trying so hard for attention.
Yeah.
But you're also getting it because it's like, I can't turn away from this when they have a neck brace on and yeah. a wig, a blonde 40 wig.
40 minutes.
A powder all up on their face and sunglasses. They have like their shirt pulled up with their tits out with like duct tape on their nipples.
I love that the title of this is You're a Terrorist, Hassana Bey Classes with Pro-Israel Journalists. That must be later.
Yeah, I was going to say because it's so funny. I don't know if Hassan Abi?
Yeah, it's Hassan Abi.
I don't know if he's regularly on this show, but it'd be great if this was like his first time on the show and he had to share the limelight.
Yeah,
with
crossfire.
Fucking, what's
Crackhead
this person?
Barney Crackhead and Hassan Abi. Yeah. And then they go, we got Sam Hyde calling
yeah.
in.
Well, it's like the old joke of how on like Maury Povich or like Geraldo and shit like that, when they used to have the KKK on, they'd have like some dumb slackjaw KKK on. Then they'd have like Harvard black man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it'd be like, you're on the same level as this stupid fuck.
Yeah.
Myself, crackhead Barney. Well, welcome to Uncensored.
Hey, Piers! I've been waiting for you,
It's funny because it is trying too hard, but it is still funny.
At least they started at 10.
Because it's similar.
It only lasts for so long. It's like the Bill Clinton kid or whatever. Yeah. Right?
It's similar to who's that other guy? That fucking the AOC's got a big booty Latina.
Oh yeah, Alex Stein.
Alex Stein.
Yeah.
Where Alex Stein sometimes, like when he does his raps at council meetings, it's almost trying too hard, but it's funny that he's just
wasting their time.
Yes, wasting everyone's time.
Yeah, Piers Morgan is like the biggest shill, like loser. He's like the English Tucker Carlson, but gayer. Like, and he always has these people on that are just Tim and Eric characters.
And what wasn't he on like CNN before? Did they just bounce his ass? Or
I think he was like too something for one of those things. He got embroiled in some sort of controversy.
Wear my diaper today for you, Piers. Do you like it?
Not particularly. No. Do you want to sit down?
And Piers, can you bring me to Buckingham Palace? I would like to meet the Queen.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'd really like to meet the Queen.
I don't think the Queen, if you mean Queen Camilla, she is probably tied up with royal engagements at the moment.
This
if
Queen
you meant
Camilla?
The Queen,
get me in, Piers! Yeah. Get me fucking in, Piers! I want it!
Okay. Can I take you back, if I may, to what you did to Alec Baldwin? Can you explain why you did it?
What did I do to Alec Baldwin? Piers, do you see the damage that Alec did to me? Do you see the damage? Look at my arms! Look at my arms, Piers! Look at my neck! I was maimed by a white man on Monday! You're telling me what I did?
I do have to appreciate that, yeah, he slapped her phone away, so now she's wearing a neck brace and her arms in a sling and shit. Like, hey, fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
She's the black Tony Khan.
No, you weren't maimed Good by rep. The ball, yeah. on Monday,
were you? Welcome.
I was maimed!
No,
my
you weren't.
Hand is broken! My neck is broken!
No, it's
my
not.
Legs.
No,
look
it's
my
not.
Legs.
You're not even
my
a crackhead.
Legs don't work. Look at this! Piers!
We cut to 25 minutes and it's still this. All right, we're going to have to bump Hassan Abey to the end of the show.
It's too early in the morning, Pierce. Pierce, it's too early.
Not the wig.
Your wig's come off.
Who's talking?
It's not a wig, Pierce. It's my hair. I'm a white woman. I identify as a white woman.
Let me ask you seriously, if I may, for a moment. Because you're trying to make a serious point, yes. I presume.
Yeah, a couple bits. Maybe I underrated Crackhead Barney.
You run in, you call him a killer.
So that's why her face is white, yeah?
Because she's a white woman.
I was getting a coffee, too.
Okay, you don't have to shout at me as well. We can have a civilized conversation. I want to know, seriously.
I'm very civil.
I wanted to know, seriously, why you did what you did and what you hope to gain.
What's even better is because even though if Pierce is, like, in on it, like, he's, like, in on the, like, not in on it where he knew this was going to happen, but just in allowing it because he knows it'll get attention, it's still similar. Like, it just puts him at that level then. Like, he's just a goof. He's admitting, hey, I'm just a joke. Watch my show for ridiculous bullshit.
And now we'll talk Israel with Skibbity Toilet. Yeah, Skibbity Toilet.
Buy it.
Pierce fucking Morgan. You're asking too
many
questions.
Just for the record, my name is actually just Piers Morgan.
What's wrong with saying Free Palestine? Pierce, can you say free Palestine for me?
Pierce,
can you say Free Palestine for me?
If you stop shouting, yeah.
I want you to say it.
Yes, I'm happy to say.
Okay, I'm not going to shout.
If you just...
Mr. Pierce Morgan,
if you just keep quiet, I can answer your question. Yes, I'm very happy to say that...
I'm never quiet, Pierce.
Sorry, you're still talking.
I'm never quiet.
Okay, but try.
I'm never
otherwise,
quiet,
I can't.
Pierce. I cannot
you ask
shut
me to
up.
Do something. If you don't shut up, I can't give you the answer.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll shut up for you.
I absolutely Pierce. Believe that Palestine Pierce. Should be free. Yes.
What?
Whoa.
Get
it
that ass.
Okay, and how are we going to do that, Pierce? Give us the answers, Pierce Morgan. Give
pulls
us
out
the
a
revolver. How are we going to make
Palestine all right, Pierce.
Yeah, if it was as simple.
Satellite.
How are we going to do it?
If it was as simple as me just giving a simple answer now, it would have been done by now. It's a very complicated issue. But let me ask you again. Let me ask you again, seriously. Why did you do what you did to Alec Baldwin? And what did you hope to achieve?
Alec Baldwin, look at me. Pierce, honestly. Pierce, look at my body. Look at this.
Do you think we can get Crackhead Barney for the streamathon?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Mike would really like Crackhead
Matt,
Barney.
Mike would be a huge fan of
put
Crackhead
Barney. Put him in
Barney.
VR with Crackhead Barney. He's like, He starts bleeding out of his eyes.
Look at me. Pierce, I was maimed by a white man.
What is
it? Just
a Peruse cameo here in a second, too. See who else we can get for the streamathon. For like, if we spend $100, can we get like four guys?
Made your joke about your terrible maiming.
So be a satellite, you're lashing me.
Right. Okay, I'm not lashing you.
I was beaten. This is the third. This is the third white man to beat me this week.
Right.
Third white man. Yesterday, my white boyfriend beat the shit out of me. This is the third white man. My name's Alex.
I was just going to say, who's the
third?
The
second day was another white man.
Crackhead Barney knew.
Morgan is beating me up on international TV.
I think she's great, actually.
Yeah. This actually rocks. Yeah, same.
This is like way better than the thug guy.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with your performative art, crackhead.
Oh, he's in on it.
I don't see what good you're doing the cause of Palestine. All you're doing is turning the
I'm thinking Free Palestine
into a joke. Yeah.
I was saying turn that shit into fucking glass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was like everyone else on the right. I was like, burn that settlement to the ground. It is so funny that there are pro-Israel people in any way.
To me, this is giving Free Palestine. I don't know about anyone
else. Giving Free Palestine before I said burn it all.
This war is not a joke.
Well, why are you making making it such a mockery? Explain to me.
Uh-oh, pop rock.
How am I making a mockery?
Alka-Seltzer.
Because you're making it all about
how am I making
it all about
mockery?
You and your silly pranks and
this
you're trying
is great.
To have fun.
All of you are like
and actually, behind all this
man.
Is a very
There's
serious war going on.
This is a false flag, dude. This is a limited hangout
because it's too good.
You're hurting me right now, Pierre.
All right.
Like I don't want to like it because it's vaguely liberal.
Are you going to explain? Are you going to explain
based.
Why you did what
she
you did?
Told me now, okay, yeah, because it makes
I
you fun.
I'm a victim. I'm a victim, Pierce. Like a fucking Zionist, I'm a victim. All of you.
I I didn't realize it foamed until it started foaming.
Okay. You know, you see, the trouble with this, the trouble with this performative art is it's not funny.
No,
you've got one gag that you've been maimed by Lee, which you haven't. What you haven't explained to the audience, and I've given you the chance repeatedly,
it's kind of funny. She's just drooling all over.
I didn't think about that because she's like, "What am I doing to make a mockery
of all these people dying in Gaza?" Because that's what you're doing.
This is great.
That would just make me throw up immediately. Oh, I don't know how she's even hanging in there with the Alka-Seltzer.
It probably tastes like nothing, right? Or like, but I feel like aspirin.
Well, sometimes when I've had Alka-Seltzer, when I get to the bottom and it's just the Alka-Seltzer, like when I chug that part, I almost throw up immediately.
I've actually never had Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, you gotta smarten up. I prefer it. No,
you have it? Wow.
Yeah, I got it on deck.
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz.
You're trying to spin this into some bullshit.
You should try to doing
exactly
it like this.
No,
you're
tactics, you are.
You're
you
British,
are.
You're fucking annoying. You eat
it is funny
politics.
He's trying to be like, no,
you.
You
have your pinky in the fucking air. You salute the queen. Fuck the crown. Fuck Buckingham Palace. Now I'm getting angry. Because Pierce, this is what
oh,
you do.
Oh, now you're getting angry.
You set people up for shit.
Now you're getting
yeah,
angry.
Yeah, you set people up for
this
shit.
This was
like,
a civil conversation.
Yeah. Because I do it too, Pierce.
Yeah.
And I have a fucking audience, Pierce. You think you could set me up,
she's in New York, by the way, in case you...
I think, you know what I think? I think
you
are, you're. I think you're
what,
frankly.
What,
I think honestly, crackhead, you are honestly pathetic.
Yes.
This is
and
one of the most pathetic things
you.
I've ever had to endure.
And you're calling
it's
me a crackhead.
The long illustrious history
you're
of uncensored.
Black woman a
the
crackhead.
Queen of England in the chat.
No, that's your name.
You're calling me.
That's
I,
your name on
am
your
I a
Twitter feed.
Than,
damn, yeah, the Queen of England. I mean, I really apologize, Queen of England, in the Twitch chat right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The views by Crackhead Barney do not reflect the views of Jim and them.
Oh, do you think we could get the Queen on the stream with them?
Yeah, I think
Camilla.
We
he said whoever the fuck Camilla is. I don't know who that is.
But to look up the current
Queen. Am I a bigger bitch than Megan? Pierce, am I a bigger bitch than Meghan
Markle?
I'm
going to give you a final chance. Are you going to actually answer the question of why you did what you did to Alec Baldwin?
No, Pierce, I have a question. Am I a bigger bitch than Meghan Markle? Because, you know, Buckingham Palace was complaining about the black girl, and I want to be that black girl.
Okay.
I want to be that black girl.
You know what? Okay, I'll try to give
Meghan Markle a bitch. That's good.
You're not going to take it seriously.
No, Pierce,
you didn't
try anything.
You may want to shout. Yeah, you may want.
I'm trying to figure out who wins. I think she wins here.
Absolutely.
Because he's trying to win by being like, all right. Like, he knows why she did it for attention, obviously.
Yeah.
But his game is, well, I'm going to try to get you to answer. And the way she wins is she can never try to, like, give an actual answer. She has to just keep geeking out.
He's like, one chance to answer. And he said, is Meghan Markle's a bitch? That rules.
Shout and
I had no expectations. I thought I would hate this, honestly.
But, all right.
It's like good performance.
I think we've
art.
Heard enough of Crackhead, to be honest with you. All right, let's bring in my...
Let's bring in Hassan.
All right, yeah, let's bring in Hassan Abi.
He's in like some gay shirt. Yes! He is in a gay shirt.
And podcaster James Barr. Well,
yeah, all I know about this guy, he's just a rich Twitch streamer, right? What
he's,
is his
yeah,
thing?
But he's like a very liberal
guy. But he's
guy.
Like politically, like
yeah,
he does a lot of political
Antifa
stuff.
He's guy, like Punch yeah. Nazis guy. He's the all original right. Punch Nazis guy. He's like the nephew of the Young Turks guy.
I mean, on one level, I guess it was
Sam Hyde
funny,
said he would kill him in real life.
On another level, I didn't like what she did to Alec Baldwin. I've got no truck for Alec Baldwin whatsoever. And I think with this case that he's got hanging over him, I hope that justice is served. Because ultimately, he did fire the gun that killed that poor woman and has been on some kind of weird
crackhead
PR
Barney
tour
somehow
since.
Interrupts the feed.
And another thing!
She has a blood capsule
yeah,
now.
It just pops in.
Wait, and another thing, she has the Saturday Night Live puke sleeve. Like,
so
back
wait.
The puke sleeve, SNL. That's all you need.
Does Pierce want Alec Baldwin to be thrown in jail? Is that what he's saying here?
Oh, shit. Is he? I didn't know we were still talking about Alec. They well, brought
he
in
said
his son.
Something about his case.
Emily Austin, Uncensored contributor, Esther Krakow, and podcaster James Barr. Well, Emily, I mean, on one level, I guess it was quite funny, but on another level, I didn't like what she did to Alec Baldwin. I've got no truck for Alec Baldwin whatsoever.
Oh, here
and
we
I
go.
Think with this
counterpoints.
Case that he's got hanging over him, I hope that justice is served because ultimately he did fire the gun that killed that poor woman and has been on some kind of weird PR tour ever since. But I don't like to see any public figure, whether it's Eric Adams, the mayor.
Yeah. I forget what we initially said when that happened. But, I mean, You can't really blame him to go back to the shooting thing. Yeah. I know something
happened.
Did you
see the lady got like jail time? She got like years in jail.
She probably should have. That's probably correct.
Because we said that at the time. Because she was like some fucking Fortnite bitch that they brought in that didn't check the ammo. He probably shouldn't have been waving around or whatever, but then again, he was shooting a scene, right?
Yeah, they were shooting a scene.
The reason he shot them is because the scene was shooting him down the barrel of a gun. Yeah. One of the most unfortunate. All right, they do all the wides with the blanks that work fine. It's like, all right, we're going to do this one. We're just going to plant the camera right here.
Yeah, all right, yeah, just do it right into the camera. It's good, it's
They're
safe.
They're like not even looking at the camera. They're like, we're going to go to Nobu later. Like, blah!
Well, because, I mean, I get, like, we all hate him because he's, like, a smug douche, but it doesn't mean that he killed that lady.
But by Jim and them logic, I already kind of liked him because he called that guy the F-slur. He was in 30 Rock, he called a guy an F-slur. And he was the shadow. They tried to make him, like, a superhero.
Now, I tried to conduct a serious interview. She obviously wasn't interested in doing that, wanted to turn the whole thing into a foul mouth rant and joke and performative thing. Fine.
Dude, you already lost. Let it go. Move on.
The rest of the 10 minutes later.
What did you think of these?
I didn't think it was funny. I mean, sure, parts of it was funny.
Not just by her, but by other people of public figures.
This is what
you tried to conduct a serious interview with crackhead Barbie.
Okay, well, no, I was asking Hassan, her about a viral video of her harassing Alec Baldwin,
Hassan,
which I do
one
actually think
Hassan.
Is a serious thing. I do
That's
actually think
funny.
Public figures should not be harassed in that manner. I've had a bit of it myself, and I think it crosses a line.
All right, yeah, who cares? Who cares? We don't need to watch the rest. Once there's no more, is it crackhead Barney or crackhead Barbie?
I don't know. That was funny. Yeah. Pull up Sam Hyde kill Hassan Abey. It's 1 minute long. Right. It's what he did his one boxing match and said he was going to kill Hassan. And then Hassan, I think, just like disavowed him. Yeah, that just that short.
This one?
Yeah.
Or one of these here.
Yeah. You got anyone you want to call out in the heavyweight division?
Oh, you know it, lad. You know that Hassan Piker. I'm coming to kill you in Los Angeles at your house.
Or in the ring.
No, in real life. I'm going to stalk him and become obsessed with him and wear his makeup and his dresses and use his skin as a coat like the ancient Irish did.
Well, that's your winner, Sam Hyde.
Bloody.
No, in real life.
In real life. Pretty good. Pretty.
Larry Clark says Sam Hyde, pretty good.
Yeah, what happened with the...
Larry Clark, Sam Hyde divide?
The armorer or whatever.
I think she got a couple years in prison. Something. It was like 2 or 3 years. 18 months.
18 months in jail for involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, but she's already a blue hair. She's probably like fucking Disneyland in there.
Well, she was like some Nepo baby or something, right? Didn't we find that out?
Yeah. I think she just had blue hair in one picture. So I was like, slut.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think like her father was also like an armorer or something. It was something dumb like that. And she clearly didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah.
And they were doing real shooting practice like in between takes and
shit. She ran out of COVID unemployment and had to go work at the range one day and just loaded up real ammo. Just brought real gun ammo, everybody.
Yeah, brought some old that old gun ammo.
I fancy myself a shootist.
Anyways, that's what's going on. Crackhead Barney?
Crackhead. It is funny to be like, you did a serious interview with Crackhead Barbie?
Oh, yeah. It was Crackhead Barney.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Barney Gumble.
Was Crackhead Barney a thing before this happened?
She probably has, like, slut rap.
That sounds right, yeah. Crackhead Barney's often described as a performance artist and content creator.
I don't know why I'm already hating on her. I loved her bit. Maybe
she just does alt comedy.
She probably like makes a mess of an open mic. You're like, oh.
I guess often seen carrying a microphone and bushing different politicians.
It's probably just TikTok, right?
Literally when she roast Baldwin, she wore a children's costume of the purple dinosaur TV character Barney.
How is she like Barney. Him in any way? they say that.
She ambushed a press conference given by New York Mayor Eric Adams, interrupted him mid-speech to ask, "Are you a dirty cop?" She approached another politician and asked, are you scared of a black girl with powder on her tits? You can't be scared of a black girl with powder on her tits. She approached the man in a crowd wearing a t-shirt that read Proud Infidel. The exchange escalates into a heated argument, and the pair then start exchanging lewd insults such as suck my dick.
Okay. I like her work.
If Joe Biden keeps it up, are you going to vote for him?
No.
No? I'm definitely not voting for him. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Did you ever fight him, though?
What about Joe Biden? Does he have your vote?
No, he doesn't have my vote.
Who does?
It's normal.
This does.
Oh. Okay.
All right. She got a taste of the limelight. And then she's like, I got to rub shit all over me. And I have too much shit on me.
She tells American commentator Andrew Giuliani, I'm a gay homo Hamas whore.
Okay.
That just goes for it.
Yeah.
She definitely tries a little too hard, but I like to see people's times get wasted. That's all. That's
I know it's early.
Sometimes the bare minimum is I watch that someone has to deal with something annoying. Yeah.
I'll give it. I might be early in the show, but we could give her the Jim and them rats off of the week.
Yeah,
rats off to you.
Rats off to you,
Barney. If you're out there,
I want people to be disgusted by me. That's the main point. She said, "I want people to be like, this is the worst fucking channel on the internet." Hell yeah!
All right.
I want people to vomit.
All right, punk rock Barney. We'd look her up. Barney found dead in a ditch.
Yep, two in the head.
Crackhead Barney, I loved her.
Crackhead
I'm just
Barney.
Hearing she in a ditch. I'm just hearing this. The tiny
You're
dancers
telling
play.
Me this for the first time.
You're telling me they found Crackhead Barney in a ditch. Wow.
This is the worst YouTube channel. The worst fucking channel on the internet.
I met Crackhead Barney. I'm either Obama or Biden. Who am I?
So yeah, there was no show last week. Usually that means I'm out of town, and if I'm out of town, that means I'm going to Florida. That's a real song, by the way.
Oh, wait, what?
That's from the new Taylor Swift album. That's
oh,
not even
shit.
AI.
I literally haven't heard any song from that album. Just the like people doing the screenshots of the
I've
lyrics.
Been kind
of
turned into a Swiftie, like one of those pieces of shit.
What the fuck?
I never thought I would
You're
be.
You're a theme park Swiftie guy?
No, because I tried listening to the new album and it's horrible.
Oh, you like classic
yeah.
Swiftie?
Okay. Yeah. Outside of that, I was like, I'm in Florida and there's a song called Florida on the new album. Yeah, Is Taylor Swift talking to me right now?
You roll the top back, a duck hits you in the face. Like Fabio. Okay, you were in Florida. I guess you were just going to restaurants and stuff.
Well, no, I went to. First, I went to Nocatee, Florida, paradise on earth itself.
Yeah,
you
were checking out some houses.
We had heard many tales from Hawaii Tom about Nocatee, Florida, and let me tell you,
Nocatee.
The hype is real. But yeah, Nocatee. Florida.
Well, you should go on AI right now and be like, write a Nocatee, Florida song in the style of Taylor Swift while
yes.
we're doing this.
Well, then they'll be like, who can't say Taylor Swift?
In the style afraid. Of popular country, bitch.
First off, because like an idiot, I flew into Orlando. I should have flown into Jacksonville because I had to drive 2 hours up north to your boy. Yeah, up north. Florida.
Just do it every time you say Florida.
To see your boy Hawaii Tom, and this motherfucker, he's got a fabulous house, as you can imagine.
An opulent mansion, a McMansion.
He's got a nice McMansion. I assume he was a crooked detective or something.
Oh yeah, if the TikToks are to be believed, he's some crooked CIA asset.
Who's on the line?
DB Deathlord.
Hey, what's up, dude?
I'm sorry to pull you away from your Florida talk, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the VR.
About VR?
Uh-huh.
Yes. The
or,
VR
the, or DR,
craze.
Like the Dominican Republic.
Okay, VR, DR.
No, the VR headsets. My daughter's still playing it. She shit her pants earlier today. I mean, that's for real.
For what game?
Hell yeah.
The jump scare game.
I mean, that doesn't
Bendy.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Was it Bendy?
Well, I don't know. I've only get to play it like three times, And every time I go on there, I just go to a computer and I watch YouTube videos.
YouTube videos. Uh-huh.
All right.
But they're over there waving their arms, wailing around the room, screaming like a banshee, and they're fucking crazy. And I'm like, calm down, you guys. This stuff is nuts. So, and then there's a VR scare. And
stop shitting your pants.
You know those videos where it just blasts out the audio?
Oh, yeah, the car driving and then the zombie
pops
up?
People that don't know how to, edit audio.
James Wan, you're going after James Wan? He made Maleficent.
Well, no, I mean...
All right, where are you going with this, TV?
I'm just saying, I'm here, my wife's fucking passed out.
For the house update.
Just because she loves sleeping, not because she's drinking. I'm the one who's drinking.
Do a raspberry between her butt cheeks. Go like...
Yeah. Defend 10 beers DB.
Yeah, do a raspberry between her butt cheeks on the phone. Go...
Wait, so did you call with a VR update or just a DB household update?
No, she's still playing. You know what? Watch me walk up to her. She won't even know.
I can't see you, man.
She's screaming like a banshee. Watch this. Here I come. I'm coming upstairs.
All right. Okay. Theater of the mind.
Oh, yeah. Do the raspberry.
She's hitting the table. She doesn't even know where to stand. Come on. Tell those guys what for.
I'm talking to my imaginary friend.
Oh, you're talking to your imaginary friend?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh
my
is
God, his
real
wife's
or
a little
is
kid.
VR? Don't touch me.
What is going DB, what are you doing?
He's in VR, you dummy. That's what she just said to me.
All right.
Okay, so cool. I was just giving you a little VR update. It's ruining our kids' lives. I told my wife I don't want to have any part of it. I'm a Nintendo boy.
Yeah.
Nintendo through and through.
I'm a 10 beers and Nintendo kind of dad.
Yeah, this is a real like Seinfeld take on VR. Yeah. What's up with this VR?
Shit their pants.
I mean, look what it's
these
doing
kids
to our
are
kids.
Up there shitting
here,
their pants. Like, we don't need to.
Hi guys.
Yeah? And then they're not even wearing the headset, so it echoes back. And then sometimes they're so stupid. They're like, who's copying me? I'm like, no, it's you.
It does sound like the sound of their hat on there.
Say a swear word.
Yeah, say cunt.
Well, they do. She said ass today. That was pretty bad.
Tell her to say cunt.
All right. You know what?
All right, for you guys.
Like, what was that guy's name? You're like, tell your mom.
Oh,
yeah. Say cunt.
Have her say it.
Dwayne?
Yeah, have your daughter say it.
Dwayne. Oh, wait. I'll just say, hey, say I love Dwayne.
Hey, no!
All right.
So that's just kind of some of the chaos.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this VR.
Yeah, you're in a living nightmare, DB. So
I'm
going to let you get back to that.
No, I'm not.
I'm
in
the
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah,
you're in a suburban house. I'm going to let you get back to that, okay?
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you guys a little taste of...
We got to go.
Yeah, sorry, man.
All right.
We
check
got
out
some
the
stuff
Oculus.
Going on.
Love you guys.
Yeah,
bye.
We'll check it out. Thanks, dude.
The best part about being a father is drinking 10 beers and putting VR headsets.
Now I know where his true heart's at, because if he really cared about
Matrix.
Jim and them, he would have had his daughter say a really bad curse word on the phone.
Right.
But he didn't.
Right.
So now I know who butters his bread, and it's not us.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to fucking... After all my goddamn build-up, I got a goddamn TB Tefler sidetrack. I was on the freeway ready to go. Now I'm stuck in the middle of the fucking swampland somewhere.
Yeah, what is this, Daytona? Am I in Daytona like an asshole?
I'm stuck in fucking DB Deathlord quicksand right now. I'm trying to get the fuck out of it. I'm dying over here.
Yeah, it's the end of Drag Me to Hell.
Trying to bring us all down to fucking...
No offense.
No offense, DB Deathlord, but I mean, you really didn't have anywhere you were going with that.
I was trying to do a James Wan joke. I forgot the name of the movie. I checked out for a minute. I went into full Kubrick stare. He lives his life in the Kubrick stare.
Yeah, dude. I live my life a Kubrick stare at a time. You and me are not the same. But no, good on you, DB Deathlord.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, you'll get that figured out. And also, I mean, I hope that you cleaned up the shit after she shit her pants and she's not still playing the VR with her shitty pants.
Thanks for calling in, Crackhead Barney.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh. Call back, Anonymous.
Just a gunshot.
Now, DB in the chat just had to call before I go to bed. No, it's all good, man. It's just, I was trying to get to something, so I feel you. DB Deathlord called on a Sunday a couple weeks ago, I think to leave a voicemail, but I was driving. I just answered, and I caught him off guard.
What's up, man?
Because I was like, hey, what's up, dude?
Just driving. I'm in Florida. Yeah. The song's already played.
Yeah, I definitely threw him for a loop because he was ready to leave a voicemail, but he was live and in person.
You're in Florida, and you're like one of those like ladies in the 50s where they have like the head wrap scarf with the window, you big Jackie O glasses.
Who's on the line?
I got a gun to DB Deathlord's family. Do you want me to pull the trigger?
No.
I don't want you to pull the trigger. I want you to pistol whip him a couple times, though. Teach him a good lesson or two.
Yeah, stay on the phone. Stay on the phone and do it.
What?
Oh, he's gone through the window.
Oh, God.
No, no. DB, get out of there.
DB.
Oh!
No!
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Smash the window.
It's
just the scene in American Werewolf with his dream where the Nazi mutants come in.
Yeah, that's DB.
The Nazi mutants breaking on DB's family. Nah, that'd be horrible.
We love DB Deathlord and that his daughter shit herself. And she's playing with her imaginary friends in VR.
And I mean, that kid's name was Dwayne. He's like, say you love Dwayne. I don't remember what that kid's name was.
DeJuan. Was it DeJuan? He was close. That's close.
I said Dwayne. I got it wrong. Yeah. It's my fault.
But yeah, Hawaii Tom, he's got a lovely home. He's got a nice pool. I mean, I guess if you've watched any of his TikToks, you've seen that's his pool area. But he also has a nice barbecue section behind that.
It'd be funny you walk out there, there's a bunch of ring lights, like a neon sign that says "Da TikTok Zone."
I mean, I saw his tripod all set with with his ring light and shit.
I really do have to fucking swallow my pride and buy like a phone tripod.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, you got to just kind of go into that.
My sets.
Just become that person.
Yeah. I'm already guy holding the mic in a picture guy. I thought I'd never be guy holding a mic in a picture, but you have to.
He's got a nice fire pit area, barbecue area. And I don't know why I was surprised about this stuff because, you know, I think of Hawaii Tom as like a machine sometimes because he's like a vegetarian, doesn't drink. He's like straight edge and all that shit.
Yeah.
He
drank a little bit when he was with us, I think.
I don't think he did.
I think he had one drink or something.
I don't remember that.
I think like the last Universal, wasn't he a little drunk?
I don't think so. I think you were drunk, and you were like, "Why, Tom's drunk with us?"
Fucking drunk.
No, no, okay. Well, no,
he did have like one drink.
Because he didn't. But I don't think he did. Anyways, not that I remember. But what I was gonna say is, I've been going through some of that footage because I'm gonna try to have our Orlando footage for the Streamathon, and he's like Mike. From what I saw watching the footage, he's like Mike. Where when we get drunk, you know, Mike gets like a contact drunk.
Yeah.
That's what happens with Tom. He like feeds off the energy.
He was goofing the whole
time. He was goofing. There's a lot of good footage of him just being a goof. Well, but that's what I mean. Like, I think of him as like a machine, and like, oh, he doesn't have like good food in his house. He just thinks of food as energy, or he doesn't have booze.
Oh, he had like a roast duck for you.
Well, no, he had a whole fridge full of beer, craft beers, and seltzers and all that because his wife drinks.
Oh shit, his wife gets loose,
and I guess he has kids. I don't know. Well, I don't know if his kids are in college. I don't know if they're over 21 or not. They must be. At least one of them must be. But he's got like seltzers and craft beer and some booze and shit. So I had a couple.
Were just like sliding across his counter and wasted.
Well, initially,
his wife was just some like crazy bitch. Well, I've never met. Not, no offense.
Yeah.
Like just so crazy, like the end of Grease when she gets the makeover into like the leather daddy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fucking, she's like a biker bitch. She's well, like, yeah, this is my wife.
Initially, when we rolled up, it was like 11 at night. And his wife wasn't there because she was, quote, at work. And then even, like, he went to bed, and Stella and I stayed up for a little while, and she still wasn't home yet. So we were thinking, like, no, we were just like, this lady doesn't even exist. Like, this is some fucking Norman Bates shit.
Oh, he's going to black bag you and kill you?
Because even at the point, we're in the guest room, and at, like, 1 a.m., we hear rustling out in the kitchen and stuff. And we're like, that's just Tom. Yeah, Tom with a wig on pretending like, oh, Tom, I'm home now. Yeah. And then, thanks, honey.
You hear him running to the other side of the room. You look out the window, he's just dragging a big sack that looks like a body. You're like, oh. Yeah. He looks at you.
But then, yeah, the next morning we did meet his lovely wife, Lisa, even though we were telling her that we thought that she didn't exist.
Tom was never in the room at the same time for some reason. He kept running out. We might have had a Mrs. Doubtfire 2 restaurant situation.
And I mean, it was like, well, we woke up. I woke up at like 11 and Stella got up later than me, more towards noon. And that's not the Simon family. Tom's up at like 4:30 in the morning.
Of course.
Ready to go to like CrossFit or whatever the fuck he does.
He's like Mark Wahlberg, 4 a.m. club. He's in his all dripped out in his fucking municipal.
Yeah. And his wife was up at like 7 and then she went and played tennis for like 3 hours. They're like classic suburbia.
You went to the Stepford wives' house. So like, yeah.
That's what we were saying because we were saying how like we were in like Wayward Pines or one of those like. Yeah. Creepy, too but perfect neighborhoods.
As soon as they're like in your periphery, you see them run like a dog real quick. You should join the country club and we'll all be together.
Well, she was giving us shit the whole time about sleeping in, even though technically, if I get up at 11 East Coast time, that's 8 a.m. my time, bro. That's not even that late.
Yeah,
that's still kind of morning for me.
That's late. I thought you would be at the crack of dawn doing drills with Tom or whatever. You'd have
especially coming off a travel day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Coming off a travel day, being up at 4 a.m. to go to the
Stella
airport.
Woke up at fucking 2 p.m. whatever, rolled out of bed, said, where's breakfast? Insane. The gull on you, too, when you're in Nocatee, which is in the center of Florida.
Center of Florida.
Actually, where is it?
It's not, it's more north. It's the north. Florida.
I'll take the casita. You got to look at some houses out here. I'll just be in the casita.
Yeah. And well, yeah, we, so I met her and she's intimidating just because to me, I'm like, this is the woman that Hawaii Tom picked. And Hawaii Tom's like one of the best guys we've ever met.
Yeah.
So I was like, first of all, this is the woman that Hawaii Tom chose. For people that don't know who Hawaii Tom is, you probably know him as Simon Investigations or FBI agent Tom Simon because he's fucking huge on social media these days. He's got a big TikTok following, a big Instagram following.
But we got a whole DOS on Tom, don't you worry.
I mean, the thing is, we're lousy with friends that can go viral on the internet, like, over us. You know
not
what I mean? We've got friends that can build audiences, not like us.
That's what we pride ourselves on.
Yeah.
It's like, go viral, not us. Fuck you.
She was saying...
sued for our one viral video. Mike's getting sued.
She was saying she was intimidated to meet me, or I guess Jim-timidated, as Kevin Scampoli would put it.
Ooh.
Probably because if you think about it, Tom's been listening to our show for like 14 years or something like that.
In the back laughing like Tucker Carlson. He's like...
Well, and then he's telling me how, I guess because she knew we're coming to visit, so she listened to our show, but the first show she listened to was the last part one, which was like... AI music. She's
Boopak.
Yeah, I heard you guys making songs about being gay. That was the lick dick one, like the we lick dick.
That's
and she's
fine.
Like, well, but she fucking burned us because she's like, Yeah, you know, it was funny for like 15 minutes. You guys like kept doing it.
Okay.
But
all
she didn't.
Right.
She's like, "Oh, I didn't mean it like that." I'm like, "Yeah, you fucking did." Well, she's a goddamn sniper,
did
dude.
Look at Tom, like, control your bitch.
Yeah. She's a goddamn sniper. She's a headhunter. She throws fucking barbs.
There are a lot of yapping. Where's these 1 p.m. breakfast burritos? I'm a guest in your fucking house. No breakfast burritos.
She throws barbs like unknowingly and just like their headshots left and right. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, it was really funny for like 15 minutes and it's like insinuating and we just kept going, which we did. But also,
yeah, when Tom did his little thing and went viral, you know, I thought it was crazy, but the money just keeps pouring in.
Well, and then I think Tom even was like, "Well, you should listen to these other." Like, I get
that
this
is,
show.
Yeah, it is a dense show.
This
What's
show
the
can
clip?
Be rough depending on what
Cambodia
the first...
Bridge incident is. What he should have done.
I think he had her listen to when we were breaking down our trip because he was there when we went to Horror Nights.
Like, Tom's a fag. His wife's a bitch.
She said we. I think she said we were saying how useless he was during the escape room that we went through.
Because he was all giddy. Like, I think he was drunk.
I don't think so.
You're forgetting. He had a couple old fashions.
He's not a drinker.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like a robot, like I said.
He had one whiskey Coke and started acting a fool, waving his gun around. He's that guy. Remember that guy that did, like, a backflip and with a gun in, and he was, like, an FBI agent? And, like,
oh, yeah, but he shot himself in the ass. Yeah, I remember.
That
yeah.
was, a, like,
he's
a 10-year-old
like clip.
Dancing.
That's
yeah,
what
he
was.
Did
yeah.
a backflip, shot himself. Yeah. That was Tom in the room. We have proof.
But yeah, so then we did a walk around the neighborhood with the Simon family, and
they
I
give
believe
you like a test dog. They're like, "We have a dog for you to walk."
Well, I think his wife was rucking because she had a back. It's like when you walk with a weighted backpack. Because Tom runs a goddamn community rucking group in Nocatee.
Rucking serious?
Yeah, absolutely. On certain nights, he gathers up the whole community. And they're all marching through the town with their weighted backpacks.
They have like dirty army like cadence songs they sing. I don't know what you would call those. I'm a femboy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I don't know. Burp, burp, burp. Something about cocks.
But we were walking through. It's really a nice walkable town. They have all the amenities. They have water slides and rec rooms and outdoor concert areas and
community
movies.
Dude, if you zoom out of this place, it's like an Aztec altar or whatever. It's like, they have everything. Why would you ever leave? And then, you know, the midnight at the 5th of every May dawn, we sacrifice a family.
Well, when we pulled up, like we pulled up in the middle of the night, but it was like, it reminds me of East Coast.
A bunch of people walking against walls like NPCs. You're like, oh.
Well, the neighborhoods remind me of New England neighborhoods where, like, in Vegas, every neighborhood's lit the fuck up with streetlights. But in the Northeast and in Florida, when you drive through the suburbs, it's dark as fuck. Like, they don't have a lot of streetlights. Huh. So Tom was, like, outside of his house by his driveway, like, waving us in.
Yeah.
So Stella and I were saying how, like, on Friday when we go to leave, all of a sudden we'd be driving and a second later it'd be dark and we'd just be
pulling
again.
Into his,
with
yeah, us.
We'd be stuck
again.
In that loop of a, and we'd be like, are you joking?
You look over, Stella's like 80 years old. You're like, yeah, that's Nocatee, dude. You
can't
that's right.
leave. You can't leave.
You can't leave. Pull out. Yeah, you would just keep repeating.
Yeah. Well, he was telling me how the people in the neighborhood call it the bubble. And like when people move, they're like, oh. They're leaving the bubble. Yeah, they're leaving the bubble. Yeah. We went to the community.
When people move, when they get pushed into that giant metal grinder from the end of Halloween Kills.
We went to the community pool, and we saw his harem of women were hanging out by the adult pool.
With Tom?
No, well, he was like, oh, there's like Susie Joe or something, and there was some
Here's
some
all
girl.
The ladies that want to fuck me.
There was all these like housewife ladies, and there was this lady in a bikini that owns the juice store, and Tom goes in there every morning to get his juice before he goes and does his workout or whatever.
No, no.
And there's like all
you saw two of the same ladies stuck in the same animation, like a wrestling crowd real quick, and then one zapped away. You're like, huh? Oh, that's just, you know, the harem of women that adore me.
Uh-oh.
When I'm on my morning rucks.
Uh-oh, Kristen's owning me because she's saying that I called it a walkable town, and now I'm acting like I'm thinking I'm too good for Vegas. I love a driving city, dude.
Yeah.
I love a good driving city. I'll enjoy a walkable town, though, as well. But, well, it was funny because Stella pointed this out to me because he was talking to this girl he knew, but He knew like three of them, but one of them was their sister or something was in town, and she's like, "Oh, this is my sister Heather or whatever." And then she's like, "I don't know if I've introduced you before. This is my sister Heather." And he just looks at her and goes, "Oh yeah, you look amazing." Like he just can't turn it off. He's the fucking Riz Master.
What the fuck?
Like he's just ultimate Riz. Like he's just immediately
Tom,
like.
I hope Tom's wife listens to this episode. She find out what's going up under her finger. She's gonna wake up.
She
like,
was right there. She was there with us.
Are they swingers? What are they doing?
I think we're making jokes about that. Okay. If they're swingers,
I
or
feel
they're
like
old,
I thought he was gonna wake up like Goodfellas with her revolver in his face. Like, come on.
I think Tom. It's just that. I don't know if he's naturally like that or if that's, you know, if you're a detective, I'm sure they train you to be very conversational with people where you're always like, you just can't turn it off. You're always just kind of bullshitting and trying to get information or make people turn comfortable. But also, I assume he's just kind of a naturally a nice dude. Well, because that's the whole thing. I kept trying to ask his wife. I was like, what's the dirt on Tom? Like, tell me, like, you've been with him for, I think they've been together for like 30 years or something. What's like his bad side? You know, tell us about the dark side.
He likes podcasts about retards farting. Like, I was just thinking, it's so funny that our show about retards farting attracted Captain America. Like, oh, we're going to go hang out with Captain America later. He's like, good day, citizens. Oh, I know you from the juicer. We know John Cena. Like, just hang out with him on there. And like, we bring him down to our level because we had two cocktails.
I mean, the one thing she lets slip is that he thinks he's the greatest man that ever lived, and I do think
agreed
that, well, that's the thing. Yeah. I think it's close to it, but also now I'm realizing like, oh, maybe he's not the humble Tom Simon we think.
He slaps her around
like, well, I think in his head maybe he's always walking around like, I'm better than every single person.
Oh, it's like American Psycho. It's American Psycho in his head the whole time.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
just looking at what everyone else has. He's looking at, you got like a new Bucky shirt and he's like, thread count 500.
Let me see what else. So yeah, we got the good old tour. It's a beautiful town. It's a beautiful, or it's or an unincorporated community.
Yeah, you went to Hank Scorpio's compound. Yeah, you met, yeah. You hung out with Hank Scorpio. You went down to the hammock district.
we checked out. We walked through some model homes of.
There's
some
people
of the
out
locals.
Caroling for no reason. They start singing to you. Start
yeah, it's
snowing.
Like, and again, yeah, it starts like skipping, like when when Ashley Simpson's doing her like lip. Sink and it plays too early.
Doing the hoedown. Yeah. Remember when she just her yeah, response was
dude,
to
I was
that.
Watching that recently, and she does
a
little.
It was on Twitter, so because I also watched it recently, where she panicked and just did a hoedown.
That's the funniest part is when she does her little like a Hucklebuck.
Oh no, Hucklebuck. Yeah, it was a real Hucklebuck of a move.
Well, and also Tom was shitting on New Smyrna. I think I might have said that right. New Smyrna Beach. That's where Jason Christopher's lives.
He was shitting on it.
Kind of, because like we went last time we
visited
there.
He's like, that's
there.
Where the ends live.
Well, he was like, oh, that little podunk like shithole. Like he was just he was being playful, but he's also like half serious.
Jason Christopher's in the trunk like, yeah, there was a fan out there once. Once.
We went to a nice Italian restaurant over in Nocatee. We went to the theater. Well, I guess that was outside like, of the
you went to a play?
Nocatee. No, movie theater. We went and saw Abigail.
We went to a play that Tom starred in. It was delightful.
Well, we went to, I think this was the outside of the bubble. This was like one of the neighboring towns.
They're like, be careful, throw you a gun.
We went to eat, and the movie theater was like right next door, but his wife can't do scary movies, so she wasn't going to it.
Okay.
So we're just kind of like walking around before the movie. And there was a bunch of like high school kids were out at a strip mall hanging out. I don't know what that is.
Shit.
I thought usually they're home on their tablets or their TikToks or whatever.
Yeah, they all had white eyes. They all went,
and like I was saying of how Hawaii Tom's wife's like a sniper, like she cuts people to the bone and doesn't even know it. We're walking by and there are these two girls like in pajamas, like they had like pajama bottoms and tank tops, but they were like matching.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, did you guys mean to wear the same clothes? And I swear she thought she was being playful, but she just owned them. I was like, you just
damn.
Own those girls, because they were like, they just kind of giggled, and I was like, those are mean girls, and you cut them to the core by calling out how they were wearing the same pajamas out in public.
She's, like, sucking the youth out of them, like the sequel to The Shining. She's like, oh! Yeah, that's how you mog a 13-year-old. Women are so mean. Oh, you think you're so hot and young? You look ridiculous.
But yeah, she, well, what I was saying before is, yeah, she was trying to say it was intimidating to meet me. Because
what did she say to Tom? Like, oh, Captain America, homo.
Well, she was like, because you know, you're funny, or you guys do funny stuff, and I'm. She's like, and I'm not funny at all.
Yeah.
So I was like, she was worried about having to be on or something like that.
She just was a roast comic.
But yeah, no. To me, like I was saying, I was nervous because I was like, this is like. Yeah, like I said, this is the lady that scored Tom Simon.
Lois Lane.
Yes, yes, yes. She's with Superman.
Yeah.
And he knows it.
Did you
and
fuck it, her?
Yeah, yeah, big time.
Oh,
we all did.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom's going to be pissed. Tom's going to be pissed.
No, he's a swinger.
Yeah, I fucked her.
Oh, and also, because the alpha move that Tom does, because he's got this really nice house. But again, if you've watched his... TikToks, sometimes he films upstairs. You see all his books behind him because he saves all those like noir paperbacks.
Yeah. He's in his study.
The whole upstairs is all Tom Simon. It's the whole, it's all man cave.
It's the compound.
It's completely Tom's area.
It's like
he's got upstairs on lock.
Does he have like the private eye, like the door with the window that has his name on it?
I wish.
Open there, it's just lit by blinded window.
I wish. It's basically like a whole open.
He rapes you.
It's like a whole open loft area, and it's just wall-to-wall noir books and his computer and, like, a couch, and it's just all his shit.
If Tom raped you on this trip, would you tell us or keep it
no,
secret?
No, because he's got connections. He's a government guy. What's, like, who am I going to tell?
Okay.
He's already, it's like how when, you know.
Loud and clear, buddy.
Yeah. It's like how the cheerleader's already concerned about the captain of the football team because he's got connections. I'm not going to rat on an FBI agent.
Yeah. Well, that ruined the whole trip.
He
spins you over the desk.
No.
No. Oh, that did happen though.
No, of course not.
Sorry. Just popped in my head. So yeah, you're Nakati. You saw the upstairs. That's what did you see? Like, did he have like a back computer or something? Like, did he have multi screens in one room?
Kinda. I mean, yeah, he has a whole command center. Like I said, he's got the whole upstairs down on lockdown.
Barbara Gordon wheels out. We got info.
Well, because the whole thing with my
Zen
Florida
says Tom Simon got me pregnant.
Yeah, he did. The whole thing with Florida is we met no less than three Florida power couples on our trip. We met Tom and Lisa. Or hung out with Tom and Lisa. We hung out with Jason, Christopher's, and Kayla. And I met Tim Tracker and his wife, Jen.
Yes!
I got a picture with famous Disney vloggers, Tim Tracker and Jen. All my real ones out there know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I didn't realize who it was until too late. I already sent a mean thing. No, yeah. And then my Zing got lost in the mail. You guys, did you hang out with them or no?
No. We're too starstruck. We just talked to them for... like 2 minutes, and I kept apologizing for bothering them, and then got a picture, and then bounced.
Hell yeah!
Even though I watch haters, like
that's
me at
Skankfest.
I watch Tim Tracker videos, and then I like read all the haters. Like I love watching the edits that shit on them.
Yeah, that's why I know about them.
And I read
edits.
The message boards that shit on them. But then when I met them, I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry to waste your time. Thank you so much.
Rubbing your toe in the dirt. Still has to go up. Jim wants to talk to you.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, in the end, Nakati was a great success. It's a wonderful place.
How close is it to Orlando?
It's 2 hours away.
Okay.
Yeah,
you get a park pass.
Not that close. You could get a park pass, yeah. Although, I mean, Nakati's pretty pricey. It's pretty pricey to live. But it's almost like what happens is where it's like Hawaii Tom is encouraging and he believes in me. And if Hawaii Tom believes in me, it's like, well, then I believe in me. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I also believe in me. You know what? I can make this happen.
Yeah.
But if I was by myself and someone just showed me Nakati home prices, I'd be like, that's never going to happen.
He's just Iron Man and you're Spider-Man, like fading away. You go bankrupt. You're like, oh, what happened? He's like, no.
Mr. Simon, I don't feel so good. Yeah.
You foreclose. You're one of the guys in Intervention, like living in a sewer hole. You become Gator Jim. Gator Jim.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that happened over in the good old Nakati. I mean, it was just a wonderful stay. I even got to see, they showed me some of his son, well, one of his son's short films that he made.
Good? Trash?
No, it was pretty cool. I mean, it was impressive that he had, like, action scenes and car chases and shit.
Yeah.
His son's a handsome dude. And, like, I've said this in the past, Hawaii Tom's definitely bulking up because he thinks his son's going to kick his ass.
Yeah.
And I bet you his son could kick his ass.
It's coming.
Yeah. His son could kick his ass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. These people that we've just seen be little kids. Like, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't check in on him in 18 years.
Yeah. Now he's like in college.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tom's like selling me on the school systems, the fucking.
Oh, well, yeah.
He was saying how Nocatee's not like a community where like. He's like, people are all transplants, so they don't communicate.
Yeah, they're from Vegas.
But Tom's the guy that brings the neighborhood together. He's the one that makes them go on rucks.
The
and rucks, fucking,
the juice, yeah. The juice, the gangbangs at the pool.
Bangs.
The Caligula-style gangbangs or the society-style gangbangs where they all mold into one guy.
Yeah. Then outside of that, yeah, then we did our run. I did a 10K, Disney 10K, which was fun. Just going through the park, and then I hung
going
out
with...
Going
through the what?
Going through the park, Epcot.
The park?
Going through...
This sounds a lot like Florida. A beautiful theme park located where?
Oh, in... Florida!
Yes.
Dakota, yeah, we got to update. Dakota wants an update when Tom's son beats his ass. I hope it's soon. just to teach him a thing or two.
Yeah, they do some shit where they both punch each other's fists and cause like a rift in time.
But after the race, we went to Epcot and met up with Jason and his wife, Kayla, and his adorable baby, Riley.
Let's
and
go.
I really like. We've never done this when we've gone on our trip, so we drank around Epcot, and it was fucking awesome.
What? I thought we always. It's just me.
No, well, I always. I think. Well, the problem that's happened when we've gone is Epcot's always like in the middle of our trip. Usually, it's like the day after Horror Nights.
Okay.
So usually, it's like we've been out since 2 a.m. and then we get up at like 9, and I'm like, I can't even fucking drink. You know what I mean?
Okay, take me drink from drink. Where'd you go? Where'd you start?
Where did we start? I think we started in Mexico with margarita.
Okay, nice like 9 a.m. margarita.
Yeah. Well, no, because we did the race. Our race was at.
This
well,
is the same day as the race.
Yeah.
So you're fucked up.
because we had to be there by 4 just to be in our corral, but. They stagger the start time. So we were there at 4. We didn't start our race till 6.
Okay.
And then we
like nighttime by the time or 6 a.m.
Yeah, 6 a.m. Okay. Yeah, 6 a.m. Then we finished up. We left there at like around 8, but then we went and got brunch. Stella and I got brunch and then we took a nap. We didn't go to the parks till like 1.
Okay.
So when we got there at 1...
I'm just thinking, would you drink like 7 Gatorades? Would you do?
No, we napped and then like just went there at 1 after.
Okay.
And then then at 1
perfect.
Got a
Get
margarita.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, you deplete your body of all
minerals,
dehydrate, and you're like margarita time.
Yeah, we got there at 1, got a margarita. It was fucking 90 degrees.
Nice.
Like sweltering, super busy.
Chug the margarita is two. You finish it in like 3 seconds, right?
Yeah, I can't
like,
remember. Well, no, this was we got it. We didn't get it at a booth. We went to like not the temporary booths. It was an outdoor booth, but it was one of the regular stands that's always there.
Okay, what's
so
in
it was,
this margarita?
It was like a frozen one. I think I got a strawberry,
okay.
A frozen strawberry margarita. I don't remember all the other drinks I got, but I got a bunch of drinks.
Oh, you should have taken them down.
I should have. I don't know why. I'm like this rookie bullshit where
this
I wasn't keeping track.
You got to be a Disney vlogger. This is the vlog.
Yeah, because I, fuck. What else did we get?
The margarita you were done.
I do remember, well, this was like many drinks later. They have like, the Japan has the drink where it's like a beer, but then they put a frozen beer on top of it.
Oh, shit.
Or it's like almost like a weird soft serve beer.
That's
and it's
awesome.
Supposed to be like, from what Jason was telling me, usually it's in like a covered cup. And then the top keeps the sun from hitting the beer. I don't know why you'd keep the sun from hitting the
Sounds
beer.
Sounds very Japanese, though.
Yeah.
They put a hat on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
a hat on the
it's
beer.
A little Chinese hat on the top of it. That sounds awesome. I didn't have that when I went there. Japan was the one I kept going to because they had like it was like 4 beers for like $8. It was like the flight, but each one is like half a beer.
Yeah, they were getting flights because I was getting some of the... I wasn't getting flights. I was getting some of the full beers. But okay, yeah, it's an Ichiban Shibori Frozen Draft.
Let's see a video of this real quick or something. It's short.
It gets a light fuzzy foam.
I like the idea, though. It sounds so Japanese. Like, we've turned the beer into a foam. You put a hat on it.
Hey, I'm here with June Yamamura, product manager for Kirin Beer, who's giving us the insider's look to one of the biggest
dumb
beer
slushy
trends
machine
to
right
Japan,
next to him.
And it is Kirin Ichiban Frozen Beer.
That's so funny. It is just a beer
this
slushy. They have the, just the slushy
concept,
machine.
which originated, as Brandy said, in Japan to enhance your beer drinking
too white.
Experience. I love that. So it's actually going to give a cold cap to your beer. I think when a lot of people think of frozen beer, they think it's an entire draft beer.
Can we
beer
buy
frozen.
This? Is that what that box
it's
is?
Like
what
frozen
is it?
Cap.
Can yeah,
you
maybe you can get
it?
The
right. so, Brandy,
get to buy
you know,
a case and then buy this whole machine
is
to freeze some of
yeah. Just put it in your old margarita, industrial margarita machine.
The best of both worlds. You have your super premium Kirin 100% malt.
So, but they just put this on top, basically, from like a machine like
yeah,
that.
I think this is the actual beer. This, I think it was like an Ichiban.
I keep looking at this machine over here because it looks like it's making this beer.
And even the full beers there are like this big, right?
These were bigger ones, though.
Okay.
This is the frozen beer dispenser, and we pour
beer is the good move though because you can. I think you can hydrate from beer.
Yeah. Well, because it did get to the point because at first I was like, oh, I'm not really getting drunk, but then when I realized, like, when I was getting boozy drinks and it didn't taste like anything, that's when you're like, oh fuck, wait, it's like when you're in a dream, you're like, I am in a dream.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because you're on Dumbo, you're like, what
yeah,
the fuck.
Tank.
Well, we only really only rode one ride. We we went through like the they had like since it was Flower and Garden, they had the butterfly they have a butterfly station, or what do you call it, where there's just like there's those live butterflies in there.
I just imagine in my head you guys go on that like Bill Gates ride or whatever and then like have like Team America projectile vomit. Like, you go at the end of the day, you go on the one dark ride all over the thing in Chinese
beer with this beautiful ice.
I'm trying
cap,
to see what they
really
that looks so stupid.
Yeah, why do they explain
minutes.
It
how right. That is just fantastic.
She fucked
so
it
basically
up.
This frozen foam
it's a huge misstep to have like the lady with white voice. You gotta have like an ancient man like
I'm dying to try it.
Well, let's try.
Yeah, to explain what the tradition behind
yeah, she's
it
like
is.
It's like a slushy. Get out of here, white devil.
But so yeah, we went to like the butterfly hideout or whatever. We rode Guardians, but
Was Guardians making you a little sick or no?
No.
Okay.
No, we're just having a blast because also we got September. We've been trying to get September the whole time. But we were with and
crack beers in there.
with their baby Riley and like giving Stella baby fever like big time. Like,
I've been trying to give you baby fever for like 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're not a baby, so it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
Whatever you've been trying to do.
Oh, this is how you announce it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Baby!
But yeah, because he has like a really well-behaved baby, and Stella just wants to hold the baby the whole time and hang out with the baby and play games with the baby. Jason, at one point, just hands me the baby.
Yeah.
So I have to hold the baby for a while.
Your telomeres are at an all-time high. If
that's
we,
true.
If we could go back to that insane guy that killed himself, probably.
Yeah, that crazy guy.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
What was he? The something. I forget his nickname.
The slug.
But I got people in Florida. They're really trying to domesticate your boy over here. They want me to move to a suburban community and have a child.
You're listening to Taylor Swift holding babies.
Yeah, over in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The Wern. Thank you. Thank you, Zenpai, in the chat. It was the Wern.
The Wern.
But, I mean, it was to the point where, yeah, we've been drinking, walking around, trying snacks.
What was the best drink?
Even to the point where we ended up watching the fireworks. I never stick around for the fireworks.
Oh, wow. You're just holding the baby up?
No, but I did get some footage of it was Riley's first fireworks. No, Riley like doesn't cry at all. At least that I saw.
Yeah, he just gets drunk.
See, it's adorable.
Wow.
I know people at home can't see. Just adorable. Just Jason.
He looks like a cartoon baby. He has like one tooth in the front.
Yeah, she just has the one the one tooth.
Or they?
Oh yeah. Well, Stella's texting me watermelon cucumber slushy. Was that a boozy drink? I don't even remember that one.
Sounds good. Stella, get on over here. There's an open mic.
Yeah, there's an open mic. What are the other drinks we had?
Do you remember the drinks?
Well, What was the best drink we had? The watermelon cucumber? I don't remember. All right.
So you had some gay watermelon shit and you got all flirty.
You got
with the It'd be funny if you got like inappropriate with Jason and his wife. You're like, where are we going after this?
Well, it was one of those where it was one of those where you know people are like drunk and having fun because they live an hour away and they had like a hotel because they were just coming for the park.
Yeah, so they had like 15 cocktails.
Well, they were staying at a hotel. Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. But you know, like you're drunk and having fun because they're like, well, maybe we don't go home early tomorrow. We hang out and do blah, 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 blah. But of course, the next day is like, oh, we just headed home. It's like, yeah, I get it.
we shitted the bed.
Yeah.
We shitted the bed and left. Yeah. Yeah, that's when you're the most drunk. They're going to do this forever.
Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to do that. And then you wake up and you feel like shit. And you're like, I just want to go home and go to bed.
If we wake up at 4 a.m., we get there at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Drink pregame. Watermelon. Slush, you're singing that watermelon sugar song or whatever. Harry Styles.
Yeah, you're
watermelon. That seems like your Florida playlist when we're not there.
That's one of the bangers. I knew it.
You got that light switch song by Bastille. Yeah, you're like, turn me on like a light switch.
I don't know if I know that
one. Yeah, and yeah. This is how legends are made.
I don't know if I know that one either.
Yeah. You listen to Sail by AWOL Nation. I don't know. Sail!
Okay, I do know that one.
Yeah, that's when you're peaking.
You're bringing up the bangers. These are your bangers.
Yeah, these are my secret bangers. When I'm at the movies.
But I don't know. Then we finish it off at the Conrad. I had a free night at the Hilton Conrad. That place is fucking awesome.
What'd you do there? Get a spa treatment and shit?
Almost. Nah, yeah. But I mean, they have a lagoon. It basically is like you're not in Florida. It's almost like a Hawaiian resort. They have like a man-made lagoon out there. There's a whole weird community around it, like golf, country club, and all that shit. Just
eating like
fucking, but to the point where
fucking,
well, no, because I just got annoyed again thinking about it, because you're in this bubble, like in another, like I kept going from bubble to bubble.
Yeah.
And when you're there,
Fallout vault to vault.
Yeah, like you have a pool that they have, but then you have access to this lagoon like beach area. But then you forget, we ordered two drinks. They were like small drinks. And it's the old like, oh yeah, it's room 142 or whatever. And then I look at the bill. It was two drinks for $60.
It was like a pina colada shot.
I was like, thank God I didn't get another fucking drink.
Yeah.
We went kayaking. Thank you, Stella. I forgot.
You went kayaking?
Yeah, we went kayaking.
At the resort?
In the lagoon, yeah. They have a huge lagoon. Went kayaking for the first time.
I feel
time.
Like that's more like tubing, right? You're not like fighting rapids or nothing.
Oh, no. You're just... They
serve you. They swim up and give
but
you
sushi.
But
you're in a kayak with the paddles. You're that not always in the fun. Rapids.
That does seem... Yeah. It is funny to be like... That does seem like Judge Dredd future or something. You went to like some compound that still has a lagoon. You kayak outside. There's like warlords driving around in dude buggies.
Yeah.
We went to the Shark Zone. Did you see like pork and like float around, drink tiki drinks?
No, I mean, because we almost were going to be the point to get more drinks, but again, thank God we didn't, because it would have been fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, they
crushed
people
expensive.
On vibes. If you got like four drinks each.
Yeah, you're just in the vibes. You're not even thinking about like, you're in that vacation mode. You're not even thinking about what the bill is. And they're not showing you a bill either.
Yeah, I'll
until
take
the end.
A high C with one shot of Malibu. You're like, woo!
But yeah, anyways, Florida.
Sounds like it was a long trip too, wasn't it?
Florida's selling
like you're
me.
Gone forever.
Yeah, it was like a Wednesday to Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that's how it's done. Tuesday.
On a Florida. Florida. Gotta have a baby.
Yeah, apparently. Gotta go to Florida with a baby. But then
you're
stuck
you get
in
married
East
or
Coast,
you have a baby?
East Coast, Eastern time zone. That's my big thing. I'm a time zone guy. I love a Pacific time zone.
What's the closest you get to Florida and keep Pacific?
Can't. Can't do it. You can't be in Florida and Pacific time zone.
What if we go to like Utah And then you get like the Kanye tank and you drive to Florida.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
The big wheel thing.
Maybe just set up your own sovereign state within Florida and say, no, we're going, we're Pacific time zone here.
Yeah, you set up a compound. Pacific. You get an old pirate boat.
I can get Tom to convince the rest of the Nocatee weirdos. What if we all are in Pacific time here? And everyone's like, you know what? You're right.
Get an old pirate boat. We start having gambling on the river right outside. Yeah, there's no gambling in Florida.
Yeah.
Then we just start a crew. We go look for treasure in Florida.
Anyways, that's a motherfucking... That's a part one.
Yes.
That's a part one. I'm sorry I talked about fucking... Florida. So much.
No, I think you covered the whole... You covered suburban... We checked in with what the other suburban class is doing with DB Deathlord. Checked in with what the TikTok millionaires are doing over in Nocatee.
Yep.
And then Jason Christopher's told you what family was all about. We don't know what Jason Christopher brings in, but he sure looks happy with his AI baby.
I mean, he does help design and, well, not design, but like build like Wawa's all in Florida. Like his company or the company he works for.
The Lord's work.
Yeah, basically. He's doing the Lord's work. I did go to Bucky's 3 times.
Yeah. Gas station.
Because driving to Tom's, there's 2 Bucky's on the way. I went to both.
Fuck.
And then, oh, well, that was the other thing. That first night. Oh, wait, where was the second night?
It was like one of the earliest posts because you're like hitting Bucky's twice in one day.
Yes. And well, then like the second night when Tom went to bed because, again, he wakes up at 4:30 in the morning.
You snuck out to go to Bucky's?
No, yeah, it was like 12. And at first we're like, should we go to Wawa? And I was like, well, no, there's a Bucky's 20 minutes away. It's
we're in Florida. So we hit the button.
Well, we rolled a Bucky's at midnight. The dregs of society are there, expected.
It turns into Walmart after midnight.
I mean, as to be expected, there was a lady with a naked baby. It was like a baby wrapped in a towel.
Okay.
But then there was a bunch of kids in their prom gear. I guess it was prom season or something.
Oh, all right. That's
but then,
nice.
Yeah, it was like the prom kids and the dregs. But the people in the Bucky's
and
workers,
your boy.
Yeah, and your boy. I was right at home.
Yeah, you're like, I feel like the prop queen,
Anyways, that's a part one. We'll be back.
Look at all those wonderful sci-fi
Look
records.
At all those good albums.
Label sci-fi records
offerings. Isn't that nice? And of course,
you can
lots
get love
of reviews.
Left.
There's some reviews on there,
dude. Yeah, there's Love Left here from '86. This is Love Left as well from like a couple of years ago.
That one
and
definitely says Love Left right next to it.
Actually, yeah, you're right. I see Love Left 3 times.
Oh, yeah. Is that also Love Left, one?
And then Perez Hilton.
But this is
He's promoting the new Love Left, and on the back of it is 3 other Love Lefts.
Yeah, because this is only supposed to be 2.1. But yeah, apparently it's 3.
It's like fucking... It's like Kingdom Hearts or Evangelion. They keep re-releasing it.
Talking about how great the music is. Moving on. Now, let's see what else is in the box.
Yeah, what else? Bum. Bunch of shit.
What's
bunch
exciting?
Of bullshit.
Okay, what is
this? Ooh, what is this? 6 DVDs?
Sunglasses.
After we got
Oops,
the Hershey's Kiss fell out. But these iconic Ray-Ban style, Wayfarer style sunglasses.
Style.
Like the ones that I wore.
Heads up, Wayfarers, I wear those. Dream, I get them for like $3 on Amazon.
Pretty much every movie that I did. So, there you go. There's that. And then inside, we also have...
Put them on, coward.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, some guitar picks.
Ugh, yeah, cheap bullshit.
Yeah.
So there's some cool guitar picks in there.
Gay.
There's actually 2 of them. There's a red one that, by God, fell on the floor when I first opened the box, and now I can't seem to find
it. I just Googled
me,
customized guitar picks. You can make
the ear.
You can make $1,000 for $19.
Oh hell yeah, easy.
So cheap garbage.
Yeah. There's a red one that by God fell on the floor when I first opened the box, and now I can't seem to find it. But trust me, it's there.
The ball bear is here.
That's what we gotta get. The ear, bro. We gotta get the ear.
It looks like a pig nose.
It really looks like an ear.
Yeah, it looks like a pig nose.
Well, it's supposed to look like a burnt ear. Yeah, it's a mangled ear.
Hear me? Do you hear me?
I think that was like some life giving you lemons type shit where he's trying to make ears. They all came out fucked up.
What else do we have in here? Okay, so we've got some stickers.
Good shit.
Some stuff like that. Here's the this is the purple version. So as I said, everybody gets different stickers.
Oh,
this one's
that's
purple
what he's talking about, Mike.
We've got some pink ones.
Oh,
we've got
was
some
it?
Black
I've
ones.
Seen, that shit I've on seen your car. A car with that on there,
dude.
It's right on the back of my Bentley.
You're gonna get T-boned like that chicken. Fucking God's Not Dead 4.
Whoa, spoilers!
Pre-boned and coming my something. Fans. You get a all-access pass. Dun,
to
dun,
nowhere.
Dun. Yes,
to,
this is an all-access pass.
To the fucking nerd show.
Yeah.
From, let's see, the Angelic to the Tour, the Heavenly Tour that we did a few years ago. So even though this is no longer valid, it still
I'm
makes
I'm shocked
you
that he
like
got, like,
really
the foil version.
Because
in my head, I would have just thought he'd just get like, pointed out like, yeah, like it's a postcard or something.
He sprung for it.
Yeah.
Didn't you? Weren't you there? And if you weren't there, well, you can at least pretend you were now. Anyway,
you can lie to your friends, like I lie to my fans.
Buy, you buy the box,
and to myself.
Yeah.
The box,
and to my wife.
All right, so we have a little mini album
and
cover sticker.
And all the bill collectors.
And the police.
Look how cute it is. It's like the old CD, but it's like, oh, yes. Thank you for apologizing to my lungs, by the way. I appreciate that. Anyway. Look at that little heart. Look at the little love left. It's so cute. Aww. And then we've got the new album cover in a round disc-looking sticker. Mm. Very cool for your notebooks, trapper keepers, amps,
yeah, all these,
guitars,
all these teenagers,
you know,
that are buying
working.
This box
what
set.
The sound
slap
working.
That on my guitar.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, the only one putting that on a trapper
a
keeper
problem?
Is like a 50-year-old like single mom going back to night so. School.
It's just your sound problem. What did she say? I'm very curious to hear about this. Anybody else got any intel
oh,
on that?
Oh, man. Someone got his hopes up. Say? They were like, hey, Taylor Swift mentioned you in her life. And he's
oh,
like, whoa.
No.
What'd she say? She did?
What'd she call me, crazy?
Someone asked her about Corey Feldman, and she said, who?
Shout to Ms. Hawk, please. What up, Ms. Hawk? How's it going? These colors feel 90s. Yes, 90s, 80s. You hear,
70s?
You
60s, you mean?
Wait. Tell me more about this Taylor Swift thing. I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. What did she say? I've got my Highline Ballroom.
Ooh,
very
this
nice,
is desperate.
Daniel.
This
yes,
is
that
so
was a great
sad.
Show.
Man, what a great thing to go into chat and say.
Dude, that's an A-plus troll, bro.
But wasn't it? That was on my birthday. Anyway, all right. So the last thing inside, besides all these great stickers and the passes and the glasses and guitar picks and all that, is, of course, the main event. The main attraction,
the
this
compact
wallet,
disc.
This wallet
Wait,
of
what?
Love.
That's not
okay?
a wallet.
And inside this wallet, look at all those discs.
Wait, why is he calling
oh
it a wallet?
Because he's
goodness.
A weirdo.
That's
an old
a
man.
Lot of discs. That's a lot of stuff. Okay, so what we're talking about here is 4 CDs, 2 DVDs of unreleased material.
So honestly,
so, when,
that,
when
so
we talk
there, about- that's the only thing. And he has to gussy it up in this cheap packaging with a bunch of bullshit to try to justify initially a $350 price tag, yeah. but he's desperate, so it's $222. But it's just this little stupid box with a fucking 6 discs in it.
Yeah, it's not even like a plastic
yeah.
like jewel case. It's like
it's not,
cardboard
yeah.
with like
even a
shrink
cool,
wrap on
you'd
it.
Think there'd be some sort of cool packaging case or something.
Well,
for
it's not
it.
Even
nope.
like 6 of them all with different covers. It's one thing that they're all crammed inside. That's why he's calling it a wallet.
Well, okay, let's break it down. Let's just break it down, shall we?
Break it
okay,
down.
Okay, so number one. Oh, can you see this? Number one is disc one. Disc one is called Love Left.
Yeah, let's put my glasses
2.1.
on. What's it called?
Love Left.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
I need some better light in is here. That, I can barely even read
need
this.
Need some better light.
Love Left 2.1.
There's literally like, look at the top right
lights.
Corner. It's like you're in a fuck, you're on the sun, bro.
And remastered. There you go. So the remix and remastered CD is first. Okay, then disc two.
Is
called Karaoke Cabaret. Okay. That's disc two.
Disc two were already on karaoke. Like, so it's just like the instrumentals.
That's usually supposed to be, yeah, that would be like disc six or something. You'd
yeah.
Think.
And that's going to be excited. Where, disc so six. The first one, Love Left disc one, is the entire album, but it's the way we did this, you know, Don
and
Dawkins,
we're not even
the great
commenting
is
on the stupid fucking Snapchat filter that he's been going this whole
yeah.
time with the hearts
well, like
going.
A, he has the hearts, and I think it's a like it's so that he can also have other filters to make him look
yeah.
less bad. But he's
totally.
Like, yeah, I have
well,
the hearts turned on,
and he's making it like when you watch like a rapper's stream where it's just constant hearts because there's
5,000 people watching.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
But instead, it's just cartoon crayon art.
Oracle legend Don Dokken from the band Dokken, Rockin' with Dokken, was kind enough to help us restore all of our original 2-inch master tapes. And the way they do that is by baking them in an oven. So he helped me get those tapes baked in an oven and then digitally transferred and then processed so that we could remix it from scratch. And my dear friend Greg, who's my partner, he's my production partner, my writing partner, and plays every instrument you can think of. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He sings
background. What if he plays the skin flute?
Awesome dude. Anyway, Greg, my dear friend, spent the time with me in the studio here, like endlessly working on this for years, but we got it right. We did these mixes so that literally if you know the album Love Left, if you've heard it before, you're gonna be that album sounds like poo-poo compared to what this stuff sounds like, because it sounds really clean and clear.
We
and
already
crisp
compared
and fresh.
Feeling Funky to the original sounded
yeah,
way
it
better.
Sounded way better.
And not
he's
only that, well, it's not just
he's so
a remix.
Desperate. He's even
I mean,
saying his old stuff is shit to try and get you to buy his new stuff.
Even hear before that we may not have used, like tracks that weren't used, or you know, like for example, "Lethal Lolita," the song that features Lita Ford, which is the second song on the original Love Left album. I think originally was like 4 minutes and 20 seconds, and the new version is like 5 minutes and 15 seconds. Ugh. So that gives you an idea what a different type of mix this is, because we literally took elements that nobody even heard before and we're putting them in for the first time, and we're fine tuning them and making them sound state of the art and current.
What a
so
waste
it's not
of
like,
time.
Oh man, yeah, wow. I've heard this before.
Well, also, like, he's probably, I bet it wasn't that much time, well, but it was still a waste.
And I'm saying, no matter what, like,
yeah,
even if half of the effort he's saying went into it,
still a huge
such
waste.
A waste of time.
Like, all he added was one of those guys with the organs with like the pull levers and stuff, like,
dude, it really sounded like that, at least on Feeling Funky, that he added a bunch of crazy noises to it. What else?
Then we've got disc number three. Whoops, that's not it. Disc number three is Love Lost, unreleased material from 86 to 93. That's disc three. There's
so the other six times I released this album, these are tracks from those.
Right. Unreleased Corey material. That's probably
songs. 18 never
released.
Yeah,
stuff that he thought sucked at the
tracks.
Time.
So
we got
that's
a bunch of D sides.
I don't know
some
if that exists.
It's
stuff
albums,
talking
but anyway, 18 songs that have never been released. Now that's gonna range from like my very first song I ever wrote and recorded called Runaway in 1986, which we also include the video, but you can see it for free to get a sneak preview on my YouTube channel. It's playing for free.
Wait,
right
it was
now,
unreleased,
so
but there's a video?
That
doesn't make sense.
He just means he didn't sell
like
it to you
the
yet.
Very early
finally, I'm
demo
selling you it.
Of It's So Simple, for example. Early demo recordings of a few songs like
Look at
Walk
his wig.
And Lethal Lolita and Perfect Woman.
Look at his weave.
And
what do you think? What was this motherfucker doing from like 2000 to 2010?
Blow.
Because it feels like at least he wasn't like embarrassing. Well, I guess that's when
like
Haim
that
was still alive, huh?
Show,
yeah,
was right?
So he was, all right, that's right.
Reality shows and like low budget movies.
And I know
right?
we've always talked about this. When you see clips of him, at least from around then, he's way more normal than
he is goatee.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just seems like, you know, he's a has been, but he's cashing in on like being a has been.
Well, he hadn't doubled down on being a has been.
Well, that's
yet.
What I mean. And then somewhere along the lines, like in the 2010s, I guess after Haim died, then it turned into everyone else knows he's a has been, but in his mind, no, I'm on the comeback trail.
He was a has been, then he bounced back.
Yeah, like he's bought in like fully.
Some of this stuff.
Okay.
And get a really good preview of what to expect. And don't forget.
So, Disc 4 is the new album. Is what he's saying. This is supposed to be the new songs now.
Feels like that should be disc one.
That's what you'd think, or at least disc two. If you're celebrating the original, maybe put the original disc one, but then it's like, oh, here's the follow-up.
Hologram Corey, which unfortunately I can't really show you, you know, how it works here because it's my phone and you'd have to do it on my phone and then it just wouldn't work. So anyway, I apologize for that. But remember,